Sabje mendor dutse danyen je, lo dr lan zo jiro cha je, tupte norwe dr la wo yon wa, jang gong la ma nam nyen yin mendor. Serap kundo sip jen tanyen le, tam ke san me sake yon zon te, san ju nying bu lam gen kar man pa, me se te pe je vi so do nyen. Rakansa o mentor dambesu, rimni lanja lower tramaja, dejin kajin trevo terze ba, yonze la manju parche la du. Laike dan lo dan na jinge, trovam da dan na eke nanda, drova kanje trake chasan ba, tamche ke do da ke chuton do, drova nam ka dan nyambi simjin tamche. Namjin kujje la namma ba yanda barzo pe sanje je kongpan rinpo je langgo barisa. Te yi che do tambe chu la tusan gongsun je sun barisa o nyambe. Sanpa sanju jo do to je bangun do dante sen barisho. Te landere kan yi sen barisa ve tambe chu je rinpa yang. Je ke do chu nam tamje ka dan ten ju te le barison da te ye gongdarwa te ye wang jerbi ten ba ne. Jitin kandir yin rin nè bar njur chi son ba jen do son rab ji chu tam je ka dan ten ju ni sun du ba yin lan. Te lak ka yung o wo ti kandir yin chen na ton dan ten pe chu dan nye wan der chen. Kam som je nyu mong pon si je nyen bo ran top ju son ba kang yin ba nen ka yung o wo yin lan. Ten ju ju ngo wo yang jarwa yang da ba chu jun je ting en zin la so ba to ba la ten de. Zobe sanje je ka ngwe ma yin na yang ka dan ji sun derwa, ka dan tun ba kan yin ba tenne tenju jung wo yin. Te ta wo ka dan tenju kan tu san sa we yor ka dan tenju ni yo ba ti na ni. Te zobe sanje chom den de ji sun ba ka na chen do ja che hen, tang ma wa yin ba ti ni ji sen na, to bar ka wa yin la. Te na tenne, Kāng tēmē tūsāṃ sāvē yōr tē tēngyū lā tūsāṃ sāna kāyī gōngbā sāngjē jī gōngbā tē tō lāvā yīn. Tē yāng lā kāyī gōngbā ndirvī tēngyū pādō mē bāshī jōbā tē tā tāmjē jī nāni tē nī chōdō chūrbā nē sābchū wāngsū jībchūn sāmbāng gōngbō tē nī jē zēbē sāmbī chūdī ngā yō bā tē yī nāni sāmbī chūdī ngā yē yā jā rām chōgam tsōvū tāvar chūrbā nē tīkbā chīmbī jū lā mē tēngyū tē nī yī lā. Ti tikpa chenpo ju lamen tenjun tenye ne, tenye tanda chere gongpa te dolo ke tenju ina yang, sa nga durje tikpa dang jisun derwa tawo ten do nga, do da nga tsamjur si je tenju te, do nga tsamjur je tenju si yonzu chakpa yin lam. Chepar to nyami tabu kajui pe lo le tenye tanda karma pa sumpa rangzong durje, tenye sammo na don dang ju takpa nyipa dang, Te tekpa chenpo jyo lama de nanda gyusum shi yonzo chakpa de nu sor nje par zeba yin la. Te yan tene tekpa chenpo jyo lama de nye ne te saja chenpo ke ye tabo yan tekpa chenpo jyo lama ten jun de nye re. Te yan yinpe jumtsin de kante re se na nyami tabo rinpo je kyan ne. Okor je saja chenpo ndi ke ye ne jibtsin samgong jen zebe tekpa chenpo jyo lama de yin no ki somba yin do. Te saja chenpu kong te yang an tsuo, ten te tikpa chenpu ju lama la to gowa tawe tundru re do yo wa re. Tene samu nandun tene, ten nyami tabu kaju je tene ta me nga samu da saja chenpu da naru churuk nye re. Ten naru churuk te gomza mikpa tsovar se pa re. Gomza mikpa tsovar se pa re. Ten ne dun, ne nga japchu tawe te tene tanda samu nanga tonde re. Tikpa, dene, jo takpa nyepa de kante re se na sangha cheye, sangha cheye, dene, pa nyamlin je korda. Dene, sangha ke namjur pa ke lezo sawa kante je si kogre ti korda. Dene, sangha ke lezo je korda kanga son yore. Tina, nyamin tapu kajipa lo la nanda jusom te, tso on cho do churpa che re. Tina, namje nani tanda, tomar dene, saja chenpu ke gita wo, tikpa chenpu ju laman tenye tusam sawa la kapsu papa yin. Tela yang tomar gewa leje tong, parda gewa yonga tong, tamar gewa yonga tong, som do dewa tang. yang na ten ju jin chen dong xie ba chen de ten ji ten ju ngu xie ba ten ju che der zang ben ze zang mo ba sab che de la sab che yak dang ram da ka xie ye re tun da de ji ba re da sa zha ba sab che kan de se yin na yang rong de e ke tan da kam der par du ge wa yong dong xie ba la ka su pa ba yin par du ge wa yong dong de la yang ga xie ye ba le kam der che dong sun ba re che dong sun ba Jedon Sebutun jebar kebao, tangbo la ni, kodang yi hi, se te tenba te, dao susur jarawa o, ya ta jirang, di, kogore.
So, Jesus, I don't need to translate all that, just the last bit about the plan of the heading.
Boi ketan de po ni tiga, po ni chu ketan ngan rotan de res.
So that's the Tangbo. Custom of starting the teaching, like he's
giving me background of the Dalai Lama and the importance of
studying
the Pisa. But he says, I don't need to translate it. So then we're coming now to the... Sabra. Jailam sat. Jailam.
So, if you remember, the book was divided into these three points, the three main sections, and the second one was the explanation of the branches. That was the of the seven Vajra points separately, and so that the first three Vajra points came into one section, and the four later Vajra points came into. Section. And these four Vajra points, which are for accomplishing the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, you have the Buddha element, the enlightenment, and the third one, qualities, the fourth one, activities. So we're coming today to the third one, qualities. So that's the sixth Vajra point, in fact. And of this, it again divides into two main sections. The one section was... one section was a short explanation of the enumeration applied to the two kayas. This is the enumeration of the qualities according to the two kayas. And then that was the first section, and the second section was a separate expanded explanation of the qualities, so for each of the kayas separately. And so that under the second heading, again there were two headings, the separate explanation of the kayas and jhanas, and then after that these applied separately. So that if you want it word by word from the commentary, you've got, it's on page, it's the back of page 121. You've got the Chidan Sumba. No? 121?
Yeah, then you have your... Te caga rindo que.
It's the back of 121.
Tonda. Candido chicche.
Right, so you've got the Chitta and Sumba, the third general point. That was, that I already explained with the plan. And then Dei Yanlat Yuntenshepa. So the name of the third point is Dei Yanlat, the branches of it, meaning the element of the, sorry. That's right. That was the second, the division into the three. So the initial division of the book was into three, and the. Third one of the four points. Somber Dei Yanlat. That's right, the branches of. What was the Dei
though?
Of enlightenment. Enlightenment? Oh, yeah, that's right. Didn't say that. The Chanjukhi Dei.
Red.
The branches of enlightenment. The qualities. Shape of the explanation of that. And so in this, there's two. Ni kunyi dang jate jang tiyewa do temba. So that jang tiyewa you could call enumeration for the temba.
Yeah.
So applied to the two kayas, jate is to apply the tangi yewa, the division by numbers or the enumeration, do temba, explained in short. Chiri Yuntin Jepa Shepao. So then the expanded explanation, Jepa Shepa, of the qualities, Yuntin, separately, Chepi. Chepi Yuntin Jepa Shepa. And then Dambolang Yi. So of these, of the first one, you have two divisions, which is Ku Dan Yeshi Chepi Ten. The kayas, ku, and yeshe, jhana, chete then, explained separately. And vedas also chao, those applied separately.
Tangbo de Carrizan, no good, and he said, Tangbolin, good, and he said, did that, so said Java. Tambo good, and he said, then bunny. Randon yin don't go down, eh? Till a timber consult cognate. Tardan number member driven, eh? You indeed ever took you in the da, Jisundi. Sangye his sawang. Randum pusum so bad, and yendum pusum so bad, tarsimbe. Rab the seva yina. Rab the seva te, rab the yeva. Yeva tendare, rab the yeva yin. Te young. Ti randum. Tamba. Chujikotanes. Ta. Ti de randum tamba. Chujikotanes. Chukoteta Trunan Dimni Pakata Jeba Tsavan in Sepi Ying Dari by Yin May Bali Yago, Chukote Yen Dong Capsule Chujukotane Tela Tempes, a Tetabu Dimni Pakata Jeba Tsavan in Sepi Ying Yin Me, you chukotela Tempe Yin Yetun, the same thing Yin Yetun, Robert Seba La. Zog ji koji go yure du ti yendong kunzop zog ji kote ko teni des yendong do kunzop zog ji kote ni des zog ji kote kunzop yin je de kar se na wang hi je sim ji je wang hi je jo yor de jor ba je de ngo du go ba ti se na de ni wang hi je jo yor yin be se na kunzop re kunzop And the Sanji Kunzop just oaks thing, which is the carriers and a simjil and pin dog beset the tenny, zooks thing over it. Zooks a ten bomb. Yang minun zog mati na drachik dra gogra, amcho la chuchi dra dra gogra. Dor na zog su namam, dra 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 ba kande chi na te kunzob je nama re do yuvara. Kunzob la tin de sen chen chi ton se padere. Tin du tundan chupa nyevari khewa te wangbu cho yor do majur pie, kunzob zog chi kor tin de sen chen chi ton se padere. Kunzob zog chi kor tin de. Kunyi je danyi chi yin chen se te tabo, tene tundan chuchi kodan kunzob zog chi kote, Teda la yoba la tembe. Teda la yoba la temba. Then you turn them to you got the need, let them be in the center. Kunzo zuki kola yobas, kunzo zukola yoba, te zuku yundi, number mean bendeva, number mean say jet, twenty mean by penna, meto de yase undu, sound the meane, meto de kase yungrava, sound mean way. Then there was so numb you told me undu, sanje, ola zuktor da, yablon kolo da, then go, ziki, you don't want to so young over it. Number mean bendeven, you intin sumjo zani de, tesambo sumjo zani de. Niga domba le, you intin ye ever took your side you po. Ta sumjo zani ni de domiona, then took your side you ever took your side you pon the dieno. Legs
all. That which is the welfare of self and others, that's Rangdon and Shenden, is the ultimate kaya, the Dendamku, and the apparitional kayas, Kunzokku, that are dependent on it. The qualities of this fruit of freedom and fruit of complete maturation divide into 64, so that there are these two kinds of fruit. The one is the one called the freedom fruit, and one called the complete maturation fruit. So it's the fruit is looked at from the two points of view: one from the point of view of freedom from veils, and the other point of view of the maturation of a seed. And this is explained word by word as Sanje Shechawa Hong. So this that is called the thus, that which is called Buddha, is divided. You find that at the end, Chewa Yinla, according to its being the ultimate Tachinde, accomplishment of the two welfares, the Rangdon Kunzun Tsokpa. Go back to the beginning again. We've got Sanje Shechawang, Rangdon Kunzun Tsokpa, Dang Shenden Sunsun Sokpa, Ta Jinbe, Babtu Yewa Yinna. So that this is describing what the Buddha is. The Buddha is the complete and perfect self-welfare and others' welfare. This word dern, you can translate it as like what's for one's own sake and what's for the sake of others. Rangdon is for one's own sake and Shenden is for the sake of others. So that the Buddha has accomplished completely what is for his own sake and what is completely for the sake of others. It's Tachinba, completely accomplished.
Deyang.
Ten, the base. What can you say? The true welfare of oneself, or what is truly one's own welfare, which is the Chöchiku, the Dharmakaya, and this is the base. And here Rinpoche said, if we look at it from the Shentong point of view, this base, or Dharmakaya, is the Yingrik Yeme, the voidness and the wisdom inseparable. And this is the basis from, by means of which the form kayas are able to manifest. So it's called the Ten. Here it's called Deyang Ten, Rang Dun Dampa Chöchiku. So then that's the one aspect, and then the other aspect is the form kayas, which is Dela Tenpa. Yeah?
Rinpoche said that the Chöchiku is the Ten, from look at from the Shentong point of view, because it's the Yinrik.
It's not just the voidness, it has the Rig.
Suppose it's look at from the Rangtong point of view.
Rangtong. Rangtong ke
tawala,
choku tomba ni kiru re re wa.
Tomba tuta li ya re.
Tuta.
Re re.
Tomba tuta yin e dene zuku ki ten kanda yung indo.
Te rangtong rangtong lo ya re. Tanda yendong ki kya se re wa. Yendong drop goe, rangtong drop goe ma, tanda yendong drop ka re wa.
So he said we're explaining here in the Shentong way, the way the Rangtong explained it is their own business.
Is
Rangdon Dampa?
Rangdon
Dampa.
Rangdon
Dampa. Rangdon Dampa, the supreme or the ultimate Rangdon.
No, but here it's Rangdon Dampa, or is it?
No, it's Rangdon Dampa. Rangdon Dampa.
Oh, okay.
Chöchiku.
Is where is it in the Shandon?
It's for one's own sake. Then he calls a Rangdon Chenzo Mudo, comes in a Sanjay Dayo Mari.
Ah, man, run, tell nobody. Rangdon drove over Rangdon the Mare, Rangdon Tarsim Rangdon. Rangdon drove over Rangdon the Mare. Ranga turned down Tarsim turned that. Tokban tarsin ba dela ran don se bre sar do drog ya gran don de mare tele dawa nga ba tan te jawa nga ba no kre
it's not the rangdon meaning that one has to accomplish one's own benefit or one's own self interest but then one has accomplished one's own interest what is to one's own interest one has accomplished it so it is rangdon
so sweetly
we like dan So, what do you want to say? Ah, I don't know. Rang tokban tar simba de la randon sigere ya rang nyam ni thar sen song ba de la rang dong se ba de
as opposed to being the Buddha himself as opposed to the being
sanje la nga rang da rang ye ma de de ze ton do nga ta nga se ne ten ba de nga yo no song ba ma de jik cho ta dan ra yang sanje je je da nga da nga yi song ba da de yin ngo na rang ye me mo ji yo ji tan do ni de song ba yin se sanje la nga da da dun zen ba yo ma de yin na de sa ji sun zen ba se do nga yi chu gu da nga yi lon ze nga yi ko lo ma zang bo song yo re de de sa ji sun zen ba wang de Tanya je gogro wa.
Tanya je. Disciplined beings, and he has to refer to himself as my Dhammakaya and my disciples and my teaching and
My Dhamma.
My chugu. My zonzi. My loma.
My disciples.
Oh, te song yero wa.
He has to say this, and he has to use these terms. Otherwise, how can he teach the being?
Oh, te ra. Dorza jisun zebe che de imis. Yin ye,
Rang
Dern. Rang
Tong. Rang Dern. Rang Dern. Rang Tong. Rang Dern. 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 Rang Dern.
Rang Dern. Rang Dern. Rang どんねやわれば。けそこ。ワンドンダンシンドン。てね。てに、ぬにちね、やわなさ。え、まあ、て、たにでんべワンドセンにやわれ。トンタンベやわまれ。いや。トンタンベワンドセンのちゅばたにやわれひやわれわ。ランドンでげんどんだん、くいやわせんど、ドルザルトゥペ、たにらてんで、ドルザルロンゴルトゥにやわでやわれ。トンジンガン、トンジワンがやわでまれ、せでた。
The relative of explaining it to beings. But in absolute truth, there's no division. I mean, it's beyond all purpose. So there's beyond any kind of elaboration or creation. But in terms of the beings, then it appears in the form kaya, and then the Dhammakaya is explained in these two aspects.
Re drop gaya ke randon de mara rang topan thar simbe randon de reze ya. Tela randon je thani dar. Tela ke ta che ba ya ma thani che ba.
I mean, if you understand the meaning.
If you don't use the terminology, then we cannot present the phenomena also in two truths. Because Tandandabha is also terminology. How we can put it?
I mean, just that in English, when you say sick, you know, it's...
No,
it sounds just funny in Tibetan.
In Tibetan also it sounds...
I don't speak of Tibetan, I speak to translate into English.
No, it just sounds funny in Tibetan.
Tibetan too.
It makes you think, you see it, that looks funny, and then you think, what can it mean? Because it obviously doesn't mean what it looks like, it means, you know, at first sight.
Yeah,
it's state level. Depend on the same. Then Sanjay, you come and do here.
in order to reach enlightenment, then we know that we have to remove our own obscurations and veils. So therefore we practice and remove our, all our obscurations and veils. So then we've accomplished our random, we've accomplished our, our own welfare, our own purpose.
And then
you can accomplish the welfare of others, because if you move on your side, your part.
Yes, aiming to the being, focusing on the being.
It's the realization when you've removed all the veils and you have to complete. Chukote yendo zuka mina, chukote kasim jinji tong yongo yamarava. Kararasana chuka make it chuyol and deba da, dan mare, zung marava. Then suka yang hako marava. Zuka til tango yere. Tea yapara.
So, like the Rangdon is like the Dhammakaya itself, but the Dhammakaya itself has no form or any means by which the beings could realize it. It has no nothing that. The beings can see or sense with their faculties. So therefore, for the beings to be benefited, the form kayas have to manifest for the benefit of beings. And these are based on the power of the Dhammakaya.
So Jindon is the playground of Rondon.
It's what?
Jindon is the playground of Rondon.
Playground? It's like the functioning in a way.
Rangdon is a playground for Shenzhen.
It's chilly. Shenzhen, Rangdon keep chilly there, don't they?
No.
Rangdon, Rangdon,
Zuka tetene log tene television da tuzu pe yan tene television zo no
yene. It's like the Dhammakaya or the Rangdon. It's like the electricity, and then the Shenzhen is like the televisions and all the different appliances that are working based on.
Te ya ba ya. That was. Oh yeah, takare.
Shenzhen, Tunzhenzhou, Bertachim, the Vajrayana, Yinna. So the Buddha is divided into these two. Oh, we've got more than that. Deyang. So the base is the Arangan Dampa, the Chirku, the Dhammakaya. And what's based on that is the Shenzhen, Kunzok, Zuchiku. So that's the relative form kayas. And Rinpoche explained they are relative in the sense that they depend on the Wangshi, or the sense consciousnesses of the Semchen, of the beings. They don't, they're not really the Buddha, but they appear by the power of the Buddha's Dhammakaya and the consciousness of the beings. it needs the condition of the senses of the beings in order to appear. So this is what the base and what is based on it are these two, kun yi, ji dan yi chen yin xin, these two kayas, the dun dan ku and the kusi. Dan yi chen is like the nature. So is this the Buddha? The Buddha is these two. The kun yi ji dan yi chen is the nature of these two kayas.
Yeah, I think it's inherent to it.
Sanje is kun yichi dani chen yinte. So the Buddha is inherently these two kayas.
Yeah.
Yeah, or he is by nature these two kayas.
Yeah.
De dala yopa...
Yopa is more inherent, isn't it?
Really?
Than nature. What's inherent with that? I understood that.
Inherency, which is together with the essence.
Yeah, then it's dani chen yinte.
Yeah. And in fact it comes out the same meaning.
Yeah, meaning is
so
literally.
Yeah. I think another one. Dedala yopa, and then it's got in the text here dedala yopa la, and it seems the second la is superfluous. The same construction is repeated later on without the la, so I think it's right. It should be crossed out. De da la yopa. So having these, tempi yenten la cheyang, chenoyang, choku la yopa dari debu yenten sum. For the second time, I think.
Yes.
Dedala yopa, tempi yenten la, yopa la tempi yenten. So, dedala yopa tempi yenten la yena. So, if we, or chena, if we divide the qualities that are based on these two, the Dhammakaya and the Formkayas, then we get Choku La Yopa in the Dhammakaya, present in the Dhammakaya, the Dalri Debi Yonjin Sumtu Sanyi. The Dalri Debi Yonjin Sumtu Sanyi. Sumtu Sanyi, 32. The 32 qualities of the fruit. And the fruit in terms of being free, like the freedom fruit, being free from veils and so on. So from the point of view of the Dhammakaya being free from veils, you've got 32 qualities, and this is explained later on about the 10 powers and the 4 fearlessnesses and so on. There's 32 qualities that belong to the Dhammakaya. And then Zukula Yopa, based on its present in the form kayas, number mindi debu yantan sumtu sanyi. You've got the 32 qualities of the fruit that is described as the ripened or the maturation fruit, and here it's referring to the fact that the form kayas are the result of the maturation or the ripening of the accumulation of merit by the Bodhisattva on the path towards Buddhahood, on the path to Buddhahood. And from the maturation of these seeds of sonam, of merit, arise the different marks and signs of the Buddha, the 32 signs of a Buddha. These also described later on. And Sukriyoka, Namba Nindigadhani, Yantan Sumchita Nika. And Nika Dongpale, Yantan Chiyawa Jukchitan Shipo. So from Dhamma from combining these two, the both lays from Yuntin Chi Yera, you get a division of qualities. Or I think you could even call Yera kinds, couldn't you, Tendala?
Mm-hmm, yes.
You get 64 kinds of qualities. Drupchu San Shi.
Very simple.
You get 64 kinds of qualities. And Dita Yino. Dita Yino. So these are they.
Thank you, Mandiris. Rabo?
Well, they often say the beginning of a line, don't they, Temple? A day young.
Yeah.
Sort of concerning that or about.
This is, in fact, the starting sort of sometimes.
Yeah.
The starting of a new passage.
Where was the
beginning? But this is what none of them is in the beginning.
Well, yes, Sanji She Chawang, sort of concerning that which is called Buddha.
It's like the same as me, or La.
Huh?
It's same as La?
Can you?
Not La.
Is it
La is regarding Buddha. Regarding. Sanghi Shesha, what's called Buddha? It's also
Buddha. Mm-hmm. Oh, again, the Buddha is explained as.
Oh, you can leave it.
Just leave it?
Oh, yeah.
What, Deya?
Deya. 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 Also, is it divided?
Yeah, Chenayam.
No, here's really an
yeah, it's quite
cool. So that way you want to read Chenna Shukulayam. This here, how is not
it? But it's like in English where you put again. You just put again in the middle of the page.
Again.
Yeah. Again, one can divide it.
Yeah, maybe that. Doesn't sound.
Again, if we divide
sometimes
it.
Sometimes we're in problems.
Yeah.
But it's not cool.
Did you get this sentence?
Mm-hmm. What can I
say? Why did you not get the meaning?
Nothing.
Not
from the case. So, you're on the Dracha bomb, don't you? Yeah, you're on the
Dino.
For killing the Koyajero.
No, based on having these two Kayas, this is. Having these two, being inherently these two kayas, based on this, it has, if you divide the quality, you get 32 of the
Dhamma kind,
32 of the form
kind. Tsabalangadamadu. Yeah. That's Ta te da sosur jardi ke pare, ni ba te da sosur jardi ke pa ne. Da ni ke nen yorbe ne tambi tonji ke indi. Transong nam jik da yi ko parur pasum sopa ne. Tambu ke nen top la so trawi yun di nam dan di. Ni ba jiwa chenpun cin nami yun di ta dan di. Ye sa wo song di. Da ni Kenne tompo som sobas, dani kennete, rani kennetum, pusom soba de tatella yonzu tanguja. Pusom soba tamje, pusom soba tamje, yorba, yorbe hen, lunge tropa, drupe nesam, nesam yang, nesam yenes, ne dan ye de chigwa patrikwanor. There are some yenes. Jorpi hangs is a tea laure to temple tea, Joron. There's some yenes. Papi is Sosu jebu salen pakpe yehi. Salen pakpe. Tam pakpa namje tukyo ye. Pakpa namje yehi de. Jembe yehi. Am pakpe yehi. Tambe joyor je tondo. Pakpe yehi je joyor de tondo. Chujo kong on som do jorba nyi de. Pakpe yehi je joyor de. Chujo kong on som do jorba nyi de. Transong jembo. Ta changbul lan tena changbul songwa songwa changsong sege zonder. Changsong chenbos, changsong chenbos. Ta zogba sanje la changsong chenbos yir. Changsong chenbos, zogba sanje namji da zam. Ta ni zam du tenbe se de. Da zam se du semjin la da zam ji zog ju kor tenbe ra wang. Ta ni zam du da zam da. Tanyi zang da tenbe, zog ju ko de kandirasa na zog ju ko ne durza, durza loma, durza rujurpa, loma rujurpe, parurpo namje, sa parurpo de yin namje, dong pusom chokpa, sa yin dong pusom chokpa tamjen yonghen, lun ju trupe neasam yetaba, neasam yeyin las, penan zambil lingdo sanje je, Simjin la pin to over sebala, zukung was a torte, Simjin jeton zebara mado, zuka mado, no, Simjin jeton gumaro, yetavina. Teda le tangboro churpes, tangboro churpe, chuja cotenata, tangboro churpe, chuka de zuka nijanani, tangboro churpe rando, chuja cone, topjo. That the so tamje one gave here on her, that tandan din do think up so. Top job, Hibar said, Lord, true by the travel and the number yabate, chugo, that chugo jotting out to do here. Chugon tarse on the tenny round on tarse mare. Tender chugo tela, tenny tente, the top job, and jabby yamandi, but job jet as of that chugo yendiam, chugo nubal din so on. Chugo yendis. A hijit so sabale, depart what some jeez. A hijit so sabale, lower trooper tramam. You remember Drepa Tang, here's a Drepa. Drepa Tang Travatsam, yes, is the Drepa the Travatsan is. Ta Yendong Lola, Tema the Travatsan in Mado Yendis, then it started to hear Mara. Serge do the doing Yingma Pa Yangatsan, you said the younger Serge, what they are said to say about some younger one, then I hear it. So Tama Nang Yinjas Yendis started to talk more. Drepa the Travatsanji, Rabdu Seve, Yuntin Namji, Namdan, number year mapper dinges, number year mapper dins, Yuntin Teyanga, Pena, Chuko Tan Chuku Yuntin Ni, Doba Goni, Sevare Matong, all the number year mapper dinges. Then by Yenlas, Chuku Yuntin Teta, Tema the Travatsanji, then Chujuko. Tramada Travatsanja Rab the Seva Yinchin. Theta Yuntin Nam Yuntin number Yevate, all the Yeva mapper dinches. Yepa Kunzo Zogi Cotenes, Zogi Cone, Jibu Champion Team. Jibu Champion Team, said you there. What took Torjan Saint and Demba? Sayav and Colum Saint and Demba. Zobu Tonda Carbon Saint and Demba Lasso Bata, Tada Yevatas Gomudo. Oh, you took Torten Saint Jigrim. Then I yinja, Sensam was Sumjo Zani la so bars, Sensam Sumjo Zani. Sunam Sensam Sony la so bad, the Sunam just so sack by lays, Sunam just so sack by the so the owns of men by the ten so easy. Hingbu Sunam just so sack by lay. Hingbu new bars, they were hick when Hingbu new bar, Ramjet number of mean bears. They were hick by Hingbu new bar. Remje number min be yun din dang yang den ba ni dos. Oh ya.
So the oh yeah, the separately describing the the kayas and their qualities. So the repository of where one's own welfare is found is the kaya of the ultimately true, and the symbolical kayas of the great rishis, that's the Buddhas, are the repository of all that is complete and perfect for others, or they are the place where all that is complete and perfect for others is found. And then the first kaya is endowed with the qualities of freedom and the powers and so on. And the second, that's the form kayas, are endowed with the marks of a great being, which are the qualities of complete maturation. So it's dividing the two kayas and describing their qualities separately. So going through the word by word, you've got Danyi Chi Dun, Hunsun Sopa Tanche Choi Shing, Tunchi Chubi Ne Sam Shini, Papi Yeshi Dampa Chu, Yo Chi Dun Tu, Cho Chi Ku, Musun Tu Jupa Nian Te. What is the food you can say, Jupa Chi?
Shing is field.
And Jupa Chi?
Yeah, put it where the old put himself on the seat.
Received, but it's future. Mm-hmm.
No, it's past.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right, so Danyi Chi Dun, that's the same as Rang Dun. Punsum Sokpa means complete and perfect, everything complete. So all that is complete and perfect for one's own, from one's own side, you might say. Jobi Shing. So Jobi is to receive or to receive. And Shing is a field. So that you can think of the Dhammakaya, which is where the all that is complete and perfect for oneself is to be found. It's like a field of, or a repository, something that has received or has all this welfare. And it's described as Hunjitub, as a Hunjitub in Ne, or Shi, like a spontaneous base or place. Hunjitub is it, Judin Chen, someone that I do.
Lenju Trupa de Nodan Givano. Lenju Trupani. Better Mepa. Better Mepa Trupa. Don't that one?
Yes.
Is
Ne and Shin
synonymous? Yeah, it's describing it again. Describing the Shin as being a Ne or a Shi. Another way of putting it, to make it clear. In the root, you've only got Ne, you see. And then the Shing and the Shi are just other ways of making it clear for Shi. And it's a plunge to be near. It's a field or base having this quality is quite spontaneously without any effort.
Joris to do that.
Joris to see.
Receive to obtain.
To obtain, So it's the base which has obtained all right thought for oneself, for one's own, on one's own side.
How does that work?
The Dhammakaya. It's like we were describing before, right? It's the Dhammakaya you're talking about. And the Dhammakaya has these 10 powers and fearlessnesses and all those things. And these are spontaneously, effortlessly. Obtained. Is that? Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Frunji to be ne. The top two, the magic page, Sheila Sopaki, Frunji to be.
Chukungon sum to chorpa ni re se bara wa ta chuko te la yendin te chukungon sum to chan ya yero wa te yang ngo chukuran da ngo ngo yin mi de ya go go to wa so that it means
effortless in the sense that the 32 qualities that belong to the Dhammakaya are inseparable from the essence, that they are inseparable from the essence. They're spontaneously there, they're effortlessly there. What was your question?
I think Rinpoche explained, it's just like, it's like the Jintong view, you cannot say that any quality has to be winged.
Jorishing of it's like the field that has all the that has received all that is beneficial for oneself, all that is required by oneself, all that is for oneself. It's funny, isn't it? It sounds so funny in English. But anyway, it's referring to the fact that it's the Dhammakaya that has all these qualities that pertain to oneself or pertain to the Buddha himself.
Is this name the same as when you say Dorje name?
It's the base or the place where it's found.
When we say Dorje name, the seven bottom points or whatever point.
Same
name.
Where something is found. Yeah. And so then it goes on to describe what this Rangdon is. And it's the Dhammakaya, the Chechiku, which is described here as the Dham. It's described as the Dampi Denjiku. In the root, it's called the Dampidan Chiku, and this is explained in the commentary as being literally that would be the kaya of the kaya that is the field of the true. Literally, the dern would be like a field here. And if you look in the commentary, you can see that true means the wisdom of the Aryans, the Pakpi Yishi. And the dern, Dampi dern, is the Chuyo, the field of experience. So it's a Dhammakaya, which is the true field of experience of the Arya true Dhamma, jhana, the Arya's true jhana. So it's describing, in fact it's describing the Dhammakaya as being the field of experience of the jnana of the Aryas. Papi Yeshi Dampi Choyo Chi Duntu Chechi Ku. And this is Ngunsum to Jurpa Ni. This has been actualized.
It itself. Hmm?
Ni. Where's the ni? This is it itself, the Rangdon. The Rangdon is the Dharmakaya, which is the field of experience of the Arya's wisdom, jnana. It's the Dampi Dun. That's a terribly tricky bit to translate. Nunsum Tujubha is to actualize, the Dharmakaya has actually, Nunsum Tujubha has become actually manifest, actualized, realized. So when the Dharmakaya has been realized, then this is Rangdon. Nunsum Tujubha. Perfected, yes. Yeah. Wanting to do the perfection of it, the realization of it. And then now we come to the form kayas, the shemptum. Drangsong Chenpo is of the sandhi. So Drangsong Chenpo is just literally the great rishi. And in the root you've just got the drum song mentioned. And so in the commentary it's explained as being Zokpi Sanje, it's referring to the Buddha. And then in the root you've got drum song Namchi Da, Daku. So this, it's the rishis actually, this Nam, who. It's their Daku. Da is literally a symbol. And the reason why, it's explained in the commentary why it's called a da-ku, it's because it is da-tsam, or tanya-tsam to tempizu jiku. It's a form kaya that is taught as being merely, so it's shown, well that's taught by the Buddha, isn't it?
Sure.
Shown. But it's shown back on the it's demonstrated. Yeah, it's demonstrated. It's the kayas that is demonstrated. Oh, I see. I can show the movement. So it's demonstrated by merely by symbols or by conventional way, in a conventional way.
What is seeing?
What do you mean not be
there? This is Dadan Tanya Chi Dandrakarabi. Tanya. Tanya Chi Tsiki Dandamari, I did it.
Transforming to that Dazan. Tanya Zam to them. Chitan. Dasi jite tangbur ngubo kana menta kwatel dasi res jis tel tani se patel tani se war tan de zukol jare hundu lonchu zob ko ta so tam je dai goni te go yo ro ko zok de dai goni te go yo ro ko zok de dar wa pena chemi ye ye dala sa ye de mata ba ta ro ba को सोम ना किन सोम तें बताव ते सो दार वा थानी से जेते ता थानी जे नंबर क्या बसे थानी से जेते मेंगे मेंग दा थानी दोंगे सो पाला बाते ल थानी से है वा थानी तो Medo, medo, madaba sena tanyere. Medo don tamba tongba nye sena tanyere. Mene, tanyere. Tanyi, tanyi, gyoba tamje tanyere. Gyoba. Naga lani gyoba tamje tanyere. Naga lani gyoba tamje la tanyere.
So, usually the da and tanye is like a symbol and then the name for it or the but here when you're talking about what would it usually be? Anyway, we'll forget what it usually is. The when it's describing the form kayas, it's referring to the fact that they are symbolical in that they appear in certain forms, like symbolical forms. Mm. And that, yeah.
Compared to Dhamma Kaya, just the effect in the form. That means.
Yeah, and then he said that Tanya was any kind of chirpa, anything that was actually.
By name, anything that's called in
the name. Dada Tanya.
So that you're saying that the kayas, the form kayas, are merely symbols.
Yes.
They're merely symbols or they're merely
terms?
They're merely names.
Name. Tanya must be named.
Because the being has to interpret it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Chitangde. Chitang dada tanyi de. Chitang dada tanyi de karasana. Tangbo main dagbata da. Sisu tela tanyi seba de. Tanyi is a great. Don't you choose the tendela? Tangbo metals in the main dog, but it does, dagger was. Jiso, metal, carbo, metal, marbles in the tanyi, kejahira, tel tanyi is a great. Chitangsen. Tanda zukola jarra on the zukote, young Yawarenga lasso, but the chin, pena, dorje pamuina, the cook's hala now about the dancing chip at Darawa, die corte, but teacher Pahako. Dartemba. Dikaps Dartemba. Datsam said that Dartemba like Conan Dixandoa. Lujida. Nagda Mamba Lujidas. Tanyi the Nagatanis.
Could you say an association?
Yeah, Tanyi is in fact it's conventional what is accepted now. As a field of the field of consciousness, any form.
Well, then Rinpoche tried to translate what Rinpoche just said. That's what I
understand. Tetan da tanya. Chepar da dikab ju kuzok da.
Like you said that in general, when you talk about da and tanya, when you first see the flower,
tanya
like
is because
of
da is sidro.
Ah.
Da is sidro. Tanya is. Ming da is sidro. Ming da is sidro.
Tangbo ngobo chela, ngobo rangsen chela da ta raba. Jiso da tela tembe, da tela tembe, da tela tembe, da tela tembe, nam da tela tembe, gadrop so seba. Gadrop so ji keja, keja sheba. Pena rok, dawa nana rongi de tangbo yoma raba. Dava nana drongi ji tambu zion de tambu tele main me rawa tele rocket ta na te da ta gore main ta gore ji se ta dava nana rocket do rocket cho ina na long do hibala so ba ta so tani se yere da te ji se rang de tani zo gore wa tani de dai ji se rang go yere dai ji so tani de dai ji se rang go yere tambu dava nana rocket Rongi tela main made the main jig down the rocket is still dajaravari, main jaravari, call the main dagwari. This rocket kecha mangbo yerava, the rocket air made is a kecha here, tamse, die jis and drunk there, then it kecha here to Sutanira.
And He was just saying, for example, if you've first he gave the example of a flower. First you put the name flower. That's like the da. And then afterwards you add to it, oh, the flower is white, or this or that. And that's a tanya. And then he gave the next example with a rocket. Like first you have the name rocket, and then all and like Caroline said, all the different things that you apply to the name rocket. Like it's this, it is this, that, and the other about the rocket. If it is this or it's not that, and so on. You talk about it. And this is all the tanya. And then, but he said that here the use is slightly different when you're talking about the form kaya. When you talk about the da, they're talking about the symbols. Like for example, the form kaya always has these five jewels in the crown or something, and they're each representing the five wisdoms and the five jhana buddhas and so on. It's like symbolically in that sense, and the mudras and so on. Everything is symbolical, and then the tanya is referring to the speech only, he said. To the everything that's expressed, so that it's the form kaya is demonstrated simply as in terms of symbols and expressions.
Jyusa. Te tos jeban rayo mare. Te tos nungo mare. Te ne se yo, jitang da se jita tangbo, ming takwa te la da se, jisu te la tenbe, kecha xie jita tangje la tanyi se yo re se. Tantan de da te, luja da tenba, luja da tenba rawa, o ten rawa, koso ka da.
Different use of it here,
but it's
the symbol of the
Dai
and the Tanya is like Jesudang, what follows on from the initial naming.
Tangbo main takwa tela dasi. Jis tela tempe keja hiete tamje tanyi se rese yo. Te kale kawa kamdo.
He says it's just very simply that.
Tangbo jimba mpso se main takwa te dare. Jis jimba mpso keja hiete tanyi re de. Tangbo heba te daje.
You have to name a thing.
Te tang dada tanyi de.
Once you've named it, then you can talk about it. First of all, you don't.
Tanyi ji zawa doje dare de. De kale kabu kaya ma, mudo. Kale kabu kaya mudo.
He said it's just a very simple matter. Before you can talk about a thing, you've got to name it. Once you've named it, then you talk about it. And naming of it is the da, and then talking about it is the tanya. All the talking about it is tanya.
Jiren ka, ah, jiren ka, ah.
Duche is concept.
Is that what's going on here?
No.
It's just naming it.
meditation behind me, is that that form of mind working there?
Anything that is named is done.
I think we're making it rather complicated.
And the tangi is the more particular dial, just number to say, first you name something as an object. Then we, again, then we take the particular things as a rock.
Te kale kabo kaya amare. Tambo meng tangba te da se vare. Chiran sola tambo meng ji ta vare te da ja vare. Da jang ke me da ja vase. Tambo meng tangba te da se. Ji so te, te tang tong meng te, meng gam da te tang, ngune je chu te ni, der te, jugdo se ne, tanyi se de vate la tanyi se de. Tandika de date, cozog dale se yorozo. Dazan emado tondo me, bro.
So, what it's all it's saying here is that Dursal
dazam temperes.
Tanya sum, and that's all. Nothing more than that. It's just symbols and utterances, but it's nothing more than that. In fact, it is nothing more than that.
Tongene do chugate, rubana tamtiche, bro.
Because in actual fact, the Dhammakaya is just. The Dhammakaya is in fact beyond all terpa, beyond all elaboration and creation and so on. So that.
Rubat tamjinya, what is it?
So we've got a lot of stuff on that. Oh, no. That's right, we're describing then the form kaya, and that they are merely symbols or utterances and. Nothing more than that, and that they are at the end of the line. Durcha parupa por namti jan pankulpa tanti yongshin kunti kubi ne san shiima. So, whereas the Dhammakaya itself was the base for one's own good, the formkaya is the base for the good of the durcha. Dorja is those to be trained, or the disciple, or you know, those to be trained by the Buddha. Parupa means like the others, as opposed to oneself, or the Buddha himself. The disciples are the others. And Parupa Namti Dhan, it's their good, their Pumpin Sokpa, Tamche, Jongshin. This thing is not like the other, is it?
No.
So it's just means and here, isn't it?
Yeah,
exactly. Kunchi to the ne. It's the ne or the base. She. That is again it is spontaneous. And is the jung, which is the source of all the sofa, the complete and perfect dern, good or welfare. Of the parupa, paruponam, the others. What do you want, the word by word more, or you want the general meaning more?
Just the sense of
it. So the general sense of it.
From the ni, we have the sukuni. Sukuni.
Where is sukuni?
I lost the print of
it. But, dosa no sukuni. Where is sukuni? Oh, in sukuni. So that you've got the Buddha's two form kayas, which are merely terms or symbols, are the shenden, in fact, that's what we're saying. They are the benazar, the parupo den, which is the same as shenden. Parupo. Can you see that? That's the same as saying others. Shenden. Punzun sopa. They're the shenden, which means that they are the punzun sopi tamchi jungi shi. They're the basis that gives rise to the benefit of others. And this shi is kunchi tubu again. It's like petsu mepa, effortless. They're the origin of all this benefit. Of the good of others, or the welfare of others, in the sense that it's by means of the form kayas that the Buddha can teach the Dharma, and so benefit the being.
What you say, but to get that out of there, I don't understand what you're saying.
You don't understand it? Because nobody understands it. You want me to go through it first, Tony? Gansan Chenda Zafi Sanji, that's clear enough. None. Jidatam Kiku. They're symbolical attire. And then in the root, all you've got is Paro Punsun Sofi Ne. That's all you've got in the root. So then this is explained as Parol is explained as being the disciples, the Ducha. Yeah. And then Punsop is explained as being their Dern Punsop, their welfare Punsop. So it's explaining that in the root where you've got Parol Punsop, it's the same as saying Shenden. That's all it's saying with that. And then it's in the root you've got Ne, it's the Ne of this Shenden. And that, what does that mean? It means that it's the sentence of the Tanshi Zhongli Shi. It's the base that gives rise to all that is Tanshin Sopha. Yeah. Okay. And then Detale Dambo Jupi Chukuni Tobju Damiji Peshila Sopha. So Dampo Jupa, in the root you've just got Dampo Ku, the first Kaya. And so this is explained as the Dampo Jupa Ku, so it's the Kaya that comes first.
Dampo Ku, that which is first.
Dampo Ku.
Which comes first, which is mentioned first.
The body is Dampo, first.
Dampo Jupa Ku or Dampo
Yuki. Dampo Ku, Selo.
That which became first is first.
Which is mentioned first.
No.
Or which you
in order
first.
In order which is first. The chukuro.
That which is right is first or that which is most important?
No, just in order. Dambu chukuro.
Which is mentioned first.
Yes, which is mentioned first.
Dambu chukuro.
Yeah.
Dambu chukuro.
The first, the one that's mentioned first.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first kaya, meaning the Dharmakaya, which was the first mentioned one, has the top. In the root, you've only got tob, sok, powers, etc. So then in the commentary, tob is explained as being the tob chu and the mijik pashi, the four fearlessnesses, and so on, which are explained later in the text. What these qualities are belonging to the Dhammakaya. And then the next word in the root is Gawi Yantan Nam. And this is explained in the commentary as the Yeshi Chitsok Sakale Jibba Dandawa Samji Rabtu Chepi Yantan Nam. It's the quality of being free from the veils, from having accumulated the yeshitok. Yeshitok is the accumulation of wisdom. And one accumulates wisdom by meditating in the voidness without any chirpa, without any elaboration. And this is the cause of the various powers, the ten powers and the fearlessnesses and so on, to emerge. So that they are the result, in that sense, they're the result of the accumulation of wisdom. But only in that sense, in the sense that the accumulating of wisdom removes veils. And the removing of veils causes these powers to emerge. So these powers are the result of the accumulation of wisdom. In the sense, only in the sense, you've got some after, only in the sense that it is the the accumulation of wisdom is the removal of veils. Sam means only.
Yes.
Yeah. It's merely that. It's the result of the accumulation of merit, merely because of it being the removal of veils. So, Rabtu Yeri Yantan Nam, or Rabtu Chepin Yantan Nam Tu. No, it doesn't go there, no, sorry. Nam, the number Ye Mefa Denshin. So, these qualities that are divided or separated as being the Dhauri Yantan, the qualities that belong to these freedom qualities, they're divided off as being the freedom qualities, are in fact Nampa Yewa Mepet and Denshin. You should talk separately, Dibba Dandara, thank you. So that it's still talking about the Rangdam, the Dhammakaya, and it has these qualities, these freedom qualities, and in the root text you've just got Yantan Nam Dang Den Xing. It has these qualities. And this is explained in the commentary as being, it has them, Nampa Yewa Mepa, it has them inseparably. And here it's referring to the fact, Nampa means like aspect. So that it has them from the point of view that they are an aspect that is inseparable from the essence. Like it sounds in the root text as if they that he has these qualities as a result of purification, as of freedom. But the commentary is emphasizing the fact that in fact he always had these qualities were always there. They were there in the essence, and that they're only it's just from the Takvi Yeni Mato. So they're an aspect only in the sense of you've got the one thing and you're describing it. It's not that they're really separate from the essence. So they're the qualities, they're called the qualities of freedom, but in fact they're qualities that are originally there, even before the freedom. The commentary is emphasizing that, whereas in the root it isn't clear. Like in the root it says that the Dhammakaya has these qualities of the ten powers and so on, as if these were special qualities belonging to the liberated fruit. And then Khandra Rinpoche is emphasizing the fact it sounds like that, but in fact these qualities were always there. They're inseparable in fact. Nampa Yewa Mepa. So now we go on to the second one, which is Nipa Zutikuni. So the second mentioned kayas are the form kayas. And Duchi Kuni. Chebu Chem Ruten Sum Chutan Nila Sopa. Sonam Chitok Sakti Sapale Nindo Nubarinti Nava Nindo Yantan Banyanda Nipo. So in the root you've got Nipa, and then this is explained as referring to the Zuchiku, the form kayas. And then in the root you've got Chebu Chembu. Ten Chebu Chembi Ten. And Chebu Chembu is a great being, and Ten are his marks. And then in the commentary it expounds on the Ten, saying that there's Sumchu Sanyi Dasokpa. And these are the 32 marks of a Buddha, like the crown on the mound on the top of his head and all these other marks of the Buddha. And then it goes on to explain again that these marks of the Buddha are the Sanam Chitsok Satpale. They are from Sanam Chitsok. They're from the accumulation of merit. And then Khonsu Rinpoche wants to emphasize again that they, like he's emphasizing his Shentong view, that these signs are arising from the accumulation of merit in the sense that that power which was originally there, that Nuba, that was originally in the Ningbo, and this Ningbo is referring to the Deshik Ningbo, has Rimchi Nampa Mimba. It has, Rimchi means like steadily or stage by stage, Nampa Mimba, ripened. So he's saying that through the accumulation of merit, power, which belongs to the Ningbo, which belongs to the Deshik Ningbo, has gradually ripened, Nampa Mimba. So that these qualities of the different signs of the Buddha in the form kayas are called the ripened qualities. They're the ripening of the Sonam Tsok, but in the sense that the Sonam Tsok is causing a power that is already there to ripen.
Then before the Sonam Tsok, can one say that those qualities are the unripened qualities?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Can you talk about the quality in an unrealized being and potential quality?
Then Chitang was a Yontan Satutobamari, Dambun La Yopa Ki Keji Yorido. Then a Dambu Ki Yontan De Yontan Ki Nubamato, Yontan Nunimari. So Yontan Ki Sabun Drabu, Yontan Ki Nubi, Nyang De Drabu Ki Keji Yorido.
Oma le yeba marja martam sawa le yeba serja ho chires serja wona tel samno tang ko res ser serbe wo te do nyang ma jang ta se dor se de serbo de yong ra sar de tropan ra ho re te ina wo te tang bo ni yer ba te ra bu samno tang ko
so I suggested that it's like the example of a seed and it's the present of the seed and the qualities of their present of the seed and then afterwards they develop into their full thing. And he said he preferred the example of the butter in the milk or the gold in the stone. So think carefully about that example. If you take the example of the gold has the quality of a golden luster. And this golden luster, can you say that it is, in what sense is it present in the gold ore before you've refined it? In the same sense, the qualities of the Buddha are present in beings before they've been defined, before the veils have been removed. It's not something that's newly acquired.
Rere, Ningbo Nuba. Nuba Remji Membes. Tama Tabet Tobje, Sella Serbo Yere, Sella Yayo, and the Tama Serem, and the Serbo de Mont Chograva Tenda.
Rere,
Tama Tabet Tobje Mayo.
When it says it's ripened by the accumulation of merit, he says it means it in the sense that by accumulating merit you remove veils, you remove the stains and the veils, like by accumulating merit you remove the tarnish on the gold ore, on the gold, so it emerges from having the veils removed only, and that there's nothing newly accomplished. Like Rinpoche is very much emphasizing the Shentong view here. The Shentong interpretation. But it, you will notice in the actual root words, it's not clear one way or the other. It could be interpreted either way.
Dekab so. Ta, your turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's finished. Yeah, it's finished. Ta rantong tabda se na, sardu topan reba sardu topan dondun tene sanje den dubze sun ro hiran dubze jojin ji sardu chepen dubze sun ro yore
so that according to the shentong path
if you rantong tar de sen
yeah if you try to maintain that the self-void view the rantong view that they are newly acquired then it's like saying that the qualities of the Buddha are compounded things that they're therefore subject to impermanence
newly
acquired means that they've been made arisen and therefore things that arise are also they finished because they're created
the better than saying things don't put you want to just think about in terms of taking the tarnish off the gold or in terms of the seed
He didn't say no to that example of actually. He just hesitated and said he preferred the other one, isn't he? The seed example. So, okay, Saban ke pe. That's a doggy day, though. Saban dealer, dumpling dealer, yuk, though. And he's your man, Jack. So that we have one day of rest in between.
Caroline, Gone, Mensa. Not wrong. What a Mensa.
He's not going to have a rest.